Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is to come to you, share this time with you again on Sunday morning. Boy, just another beautiful Sunday morning God has woke us into. So much to be thankful for today. And we just appreciate this time the Lord has granted to us, allotted to us, and that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. And it's our prayer this morning that this day finds you well, and if you're able, that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. Our Sunday school will start at 10 o'clock this morning. Worship follows at 11. And then Wednesday evening, we're going to come back for we have a youth service and an adult Bible study, and we'd invite you to come join us for that anytime. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio, just out of the Woodsdale community physically, and we'd invite you to come by and be with us. We do want to thank the Lord this morning for all of those veterans who you hear me pray so often, for the young men and women in the service of our country. We appreciate their sacrifice and all that they do and continue to do for us, and we do thank the Lord for all of them today, and we just want to send out our love for them, our appreciation, and I would encourage all to never let them slip from your prayers. As they slip from the headlines and they become just political pawns and so on, why, you continue to pray for them this morning. They need your prayers just the same as everyone else does today. So you remember them. We do have a special request this morning, a good friend of ours, preaching brother down in Kentucky. Brother Johnny Davidson is having some sickness. He's having some trouble with diabetes, unable to control it, or having trouble controlling it. I believe it's all right. We had prayer for him the other evening. He'd come up to be with some of the brothers, and we come together and had prayer for him, and believe everything's going to be all right. But we want you to continue to remember him and his good wife in your prayer. Now, I was thinking this morning, I'll say this and then get right into prayer today. I hope you're working on your list this morning. I was coming in and enjoying the morning and the beauty of the day, and I was thinking about, I hope everybody's working on their list, and you probably think the first thing that comes to many people's mind is, well, our Christmas list, what we want. No, I'm talking about your Thanksgiving list. You need to be working on what the Lord has done for you, and take a little time in the next few weeks to thank God for what he's done. And when it comes down to the Christmas season, which will be upon us in just a few weeks, why, you continue with that list of thanksgiving, because that's what Christmas is about this morning, is about that precious Son that come into this world. Join me in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord God, seeking your leadership and your guidance. Father, trusting you this hour that you might bless this time that you've granted and allotted to us, God. We realize, Father, and God, that we're unable to do anything within ourselves this morning, Lord. And God, our thoughts are from here to there, God, and it takes that precious Holy Spirit how to bring us down to the place, God, of the message that you've prepared. And Lord, and God, that you intend this morning to go forth, God, this time. How that you give to us today belongs to you this morning, Lord. And God, we pray today that it might be just exactly what you intended it to be, Lord. And God, that it might be a help to someone out there this morning. Father, it might be a blessing to some. Lord, that it might bring some to saving knowledge of you today, God. Father, oh God, help us this morning to keep our eye upon the prize. Father, we've not come here to defend our belief or faith. Lord, we don't want to take the time this morning to debate the points of doctrine. Father, God, we want today, Lord, more than anything else, to share Jesus Christ with those that might be listening today. Father, bless this time you've granted to us. Lord, not only to me, But Lord, the others, God, that have a part, God, that take the time week to week, Father, the little churches that provide, that the gospel would go forth this morning, and again, Lord, bless the station, and God, in them that make it possible, and Brother Mark and all of them, Lord, and God, we ask you this morning again, that you'd bless your children, Father, the church today, where they gather and assemble this morning, Lord, be in the midst with them, let the word go forth in purity and power, Lord, we thank you today, God, for the precious gospel, Lord, we thank you this morning, for that Holy Ghost, we thank you today, Lord, for saving our grace this morning, Lord God, help them to know it, them that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, work around their heart today, God, help them to come to realize their great need of a Savior today, Lord God, we thank you for the time you've allotted, God, give us now the strength, bless them that serve our country, Lord, bless their little families, God, the leadership of our nation, Lord, God, we ask you again, Lord, to move upon them, God, help them to understand how their need to look to you, God, bless Brother Johnny, the many others this morning that need your touch, God, bless them, that lie on the beds of affliction, and again this morning, Lord, more than anything, I send out that convicting spirit, help our people understand, God, give them the courage to step out, bless now, Lord, the few minutes we have, God, that we might deliver your message unto your people, for we ask it in the precious, precious name of Jesus our Savior, I thank you, Lord, this morning, amen and amen. Today going to turn again over into the book of Romans. Just a few verses there if we are able to see it. I'm the 8th chapter and the 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? How shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature I shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank you, Lord, this morning for making a way today. I thought about the words of the great apostle here this morning. Nay, brother, no way how can these things separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And brother, we're more than conquerors this morning. And brother, we've got more today than people realize. And brother, I've preached it many times of late to them that say the church has lost their power. You need to dig a little deeper, my friend. And Brother, God's the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Brother, we're more than conquerors. Brother, we've already defeated the enemy through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are made free this morning. We're free from sin. Free from the curse of the law. Free from death this morning. Yea, my friend. Brother, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. But my friend, not only have we won the battle, we're more than conquerors. Brother, we occupy today. We live in a land, in a place this morning where we're blessed of God. I tell you what, I start counting them right now. And when Thanksgiving morning rolls around, you'll find I'm brother so much to thank him for today. How many great songs have been written, and yet they still don't tell the story. I'm brother, how much you and I in this land this morning have to thank God for. Today, my friend, Jesus died for you just the same as he did for me. Yes, brother, I want to hear you confess your sin and your fault. And brother, I want you to be more than a confessor. You need to be a professor. You need to be a possessor. I'm brother, this morning I confess my sins, and then I profess Jesus Christ. I'm brother, this morning I Solomon said, my beloved is mine, and I'm his. I'm brother, today I know in whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Yea, my friend, this little preacher may not seem like much. I'll never be much in the eyes of men. I'm brother, these many pulpits in this community that I wouldn't be welcome in. I'm in brother right now today. I stand before you. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Yes, the confession is past, but today I have a profession. Brother, think about it just like this. I confessed my fault. Brother, and then let me say it a little plainer. I confess my sin. Brother, and then I profess. How do you understand the difference between pro and con? Brother, one is against and one is for. I confess my sin, and then I profess Jesus Christ. Brother, I tell you what, Monday through Friday, and a little when I got at other times this morning, I've got a little job I have to tend to. Many would call it my profession. Brother, you see the difference this morning. How you confess with your mouth, how you profess with your life. This is who I am, and what I do today, more than conquerors, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Brother, this morning you can have more than just this or that. Brother, you can have eternal life. You can be blood bought, born again, child of the King today, saved by grace, through faith. Brother, it is the gift of God. Aren't you glad this morning God said you too? I can be more than a conqueror. I'm more than a confessor. You can be a professor. Brother, you can be possessed and possess this morning. How the goodness and the greatness, how the mercy and the grace, how the love that has been bestowed upon us. And brother, in John 1, how 1 John 3:1, he said, behold, how what manner of love is this, how the Father hath bestowed upon us, how that we should be called the sons of God. And when you get into that second verse, he says, and now we are the sons of God. I bless his sweet name this morning. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And my friend, you can be too. He made the way for you just the same as he did me this morning. My friend, it's my prayer. Make your way into the house of the Lord somewhere. Yes, confess your sins, but profess and possess Jesus Christ as your Savior. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you.